from the Shadows Restaurant, overlooking the majestic Hudson River, this is Radio Rotary.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, it's so exciting because we are coming today from Shadows on the Hudson and the Rotary District 7210 Annual Conference, where our guests are the Rotary Youth Exchange students from the Hudson Valley and around the world. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you. All right, and we're going to start off with some of the foreign exchange students who are our guests visiting from their home countries here in the United States on behalf of various Rotary clubs in Rotary District 7210.
Lovely.
That's right. And we're going to start with the handsome fellow over here right next to me. And tell us your name.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, and what country are you from?
I'm from Taiwan.
Taiwan. And what made you decide to come to the United States?
First is my heritage. It's a good experience to be here, so that's why I decided.
Good experience.
And your family supported this.
Yes.
As well as the Rotary Club from your hometown.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. Okay.
And what was the most surprising thing about America that you didn't realize before you came here? Nothing surprised you, Lee?
No, not really.
Okay. Nothing surprised you. We're all there's no mystery here, right? Americans, you know everything about us.
Right. Next to you is a very pretty Fraulein. What is your name, young lady?
Amira. I'm from Germany.
From Germany. I figured that one out. That's why I said Fraulein.
Yes. Now, she said that her English was not good, and I can understand every word.
Her English is better than mine.
Yes.
And what club are you with?
I'm with Monroe Woodray.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, Lily, what club are sponsoring you?
Hudson Valley, the Green Sunrise, and the Cathy
Alley. Okay, so that's right next door to us. Okay, so we have Pleasant Valley, Sunrise, Poughkeepsie, and what's the third one?
Poughkeepsie, Arlington.
Uh-huh. And you're from?
Monroe Woodbury.
Okay. Monroe Woodbury,
yes.
Okay, very good.
And what part of Germany are you from there?
I'm from the south, Stuttgart.
Stuttgart?
Yes.
And what's been the most exciting thing you've done in your visit here to the United States?
Well, for me, personally, since we don't have proms in Germany, the senior prom was probably the most exciting thing for me.
The social, the dance, the getting the dress.
Yes.
Did you do all that? Did you have
dressing up was probably the most exciting.
That's almost more fun than the actual party, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. And what year in school are you?
I'm considered a junior.
A junior year in high school.
Here's a question, and I want a straight, honest answer.
Yes.
Is school tougher in the United States, or is it harder back home in Germany?
It's much harder back home in Germany. Yeah.
More hours of schooling, more reading to do?
It's not even that. It's just you have so many different classes of math.
Right.
You have trig, and it's like one class. We have every math in like one together, and we have to learn everything in 1 year.
Right. So more intense, total immersion in your mathematics program.
And next to her, we have a senorita. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Laura from Spain. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
What's your full name?
I'm Laura Perez Ivar.
And what club do you come from?
Red Hook Rotary Club.
Red Hook. You know an amazing coincidence? I'm a member of the Red Hook Club.
Really?
Laura is a sweetheart. We love her to death.
So great. I love you. So great. That's very sweet. I've heard so much about you, actually. I've heard
Laura is a great credit not only to her family and to her country, but she's a great ambassador for Red Hook Rotary.
So where are you from?
From Spain? From Valencia. Valencia is a day school that is by the beach, and it's like in the center of Spain.
So, and for our listening audience, which I cannot see you are blonde and light-eyed. So just, you know, that's an FYI. Most people think that Spanish girls have darker coloring in their eyes. Not so true, and not from your area.
Yeah, I mean, there's more like brown skin people and like, you know, like brunettes, what do you call them?
Brunettes. Yes, brunettes.
But there's also brown people.
Yes.
Now,
good.
In your stay in the United States, what's the most surprising thing you learned about Americans? Other than the fact we all love hamburgers.
That, like, everybody's really outgoing.
Outgoing, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that there's people that really like the Hood family, I think that the American, it's like more like common in America. The people like open their arms and, you know what I mean? Right. The cops and everything and Spain, that just feel kind of like not really common.
More reserved.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you just brought up host families. So let's just explain to our listening audience, when you come here as an exchange student, you are taken into, how many host families do you all have annually?
Three.
Two to three is about the average. And you stay with the family for throughout the school year, so you may have two or three moves. So that's very nice. How many children are in your family? Are there children in the home you're in now?
Yeah, there's two kids.
And how old are they?
Yeah, I have a big brother and a home sister. A sister, and she's a freshman.
In high school?
Yes.
Yes.
In the same high school as me, and the boy is 11.
Okay, so you have some camaraderie at school. And who's next? We have Juliana.
Juliana from Brazil.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the United States. What made you decide to become an exchange student? That's a pretty big thing to leave your family and your home and your friends and go to a foreign country for you. What made you decide to do that, Juliana?
Yes, I always wanted to come to to go to a foreign country and spend a year in a sort of different culture, meet new people and learn about the language and become fluent in English. So I hope that
Juliana, did you know any English before you came?
Yeah, I always took English, but my English became much better here. But when I came here, I couldn't understand so much the people. But now I can understand everything in it.
And what club are you involved with here, and what school are you attending?
Oh, Rhinebeck.
Rhinebeck. Okay.
Our friendly neighbors to the south.
Right next to Redhook, absolutely.
And did we ask you what country you're from?
I'm from Brazil.
Brazil, okay. And next we have a very pretty mademoiselle from France. And your name here is?
I'm from France. I'm Tours. It's in the middle of the country.
Right. And what club are you being sponsored by?
I'm sponsored by the New Falls Club.
New Falls. Okay.
Beautiful town.
All right. And have they taken you to any French restaurants? And what do you think of the French food here in the United States?
Yeah, it's not better than in France. You need to go to France for French food.
For authentic French food, yes.
Exactly.
What's your favorite American meal here?
I think it's the pancakes.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
Do you like them with or without blueberries?
Without
blueberries.
Yes.
Lots of syrup, I assume.
Yes.
And where are you attending high school then? What's the name of the high school?
So New Falls
New
High School.
New Falls High School. So yes. Can you give a shout out to that?
Yes.
And next to you is a young lady from Turkey. Your name?
Oh, thank you, Coach.
Nice to see you. And what part of Turkey are you from?
In Izmir.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And what was the biggest surprise about living in the United States that you had no idea would happen?
The American dancing.
American dancing?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Bollywood, is it? You mean the dancing that we talked about at the proms, or square dancing, or what do you mean? What do you mean?
Those are prom dancing.
Do you like the music? Do you like the rock and roll?
Yeah, I like the music, but I don't know. People look like glue.
That's the fun part.
Very funny.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
And who's your friend next to you? Yes, young lady, your name is?
Sophie.
Where are you from? From Belgium. Okay.
And she's with?
Which club?
Millbrook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you can tell us all the stories about how Sarah behaved in the meetings, right?
Listen, I can tell stories that Sophie is like the most popular girl in the entire town of Millbrook.
I can imagine.
Made a huge splash. And how has your year been this year, Sophie?
Amazing.
You've enjoyed it, haven't you? You can tell us some of what's your favorite thing you've done so far.
That's probably cheerleading, because we don't have cheerleading in Europe.
So you were a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Yes?
So that was fun.
And some of your excursions to New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Some of your trips?
Oh, yeah.
Your day trips to New York City and travels around? Yes.
I traveled, I went to D.C., I went to Florida.
I traveled it out.
Florida?
Yeah.
And then, did you go to the West Coast, or am I making that
up? I'm going in 3 days.
3 days?
Oh, well, have a great trip.
That's good for you, taking advantage of being in the United States. That's the other thing. It opens up all other areas for the students to visit.
So. Exactly.
All right. And next to you is a handsome devil. Buongiorno, Tommaso.
Buongiorno.
Che cosa faccio?
I'm very good.
And guess where he's from?
He is obviously from Denmark. He's obviously from Denmark. No.
He's very stylish. Very stylish.
What part of Italy are you from?
I'm from Milan.
Milan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of style.
All right. Now, I know Mama's cooking is probably superb, right?
Yeah.
Great. But how did you like the American hamburger?
I love it. I love it.
Well, what is your favorite meal? Forget the hamburger.
Favorite meal? The breakfast. American breakfast. I love it so
much. Isn't that interesting? Yes.
Bacon, sausage.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
A farmer's breakfast.
Our final guest, as far as our incoming exchange students are concerned, is Sebastian, who is sporting a mohawk haircut. Do your parents know you've done this?
Yes, I actually started it up the day I got it, and it just caught me crazy. That's it.
That's right.
I'm not super sad. I would have got it in Austria.
So you're from Austria, Sebastian?
Yes.
Well, you look like a rock star to me.
That's right. And what was the biggest difference living in the United States for a year from being home in Austria? What's the biggest difference that you see?
The biggest difference is school itself.
School?
In what way, Sebastian?
One way, first of all, we don't have multiple choice tests in Austria. It makes life easier in America.
But it's either right or it's wrong. So
I think it's right to have multiple choice tests.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And another thing that's different is that in America, like, people, the students change classrooms.
Yes.
And in Austria, you don't change your classroom. You stay with your classmates in the same classroom, and the teachers come to you.
Well, I want to say, in closing out this portion of the show, that it's been a delight to meet all of you. It's been great for all of our clubs to have you as our guests here in the United States. And we wish you all the very best for good health and happiness in the future. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Tell us, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is brought to you by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, and Poughkeepsie, Arlington.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am Sarah O'Connell, and I am joined by my co-host, Donna Treeblosser. And today, it's very exciting because we are coming to you from the Poughkeepsie restaurant of Shadows on the Hudson, and we're talking to some of our young people, the youngest people in our Rotarian family, members of our youth exchange program that are called Outbound Students. And what that means for our listening audience is they are off to other countries representing Rotary and the United States. Right, Tony?
Absolutely. And before we do speak to these wonderful young people, I just want to thank the great people here on Shadows on the Hudson overlooking the majestic Hudson River. They served all the Rotarians lunch. The food was just great. And for reservations at Shadows on the Hudson, call 845-486-9500. That's 845-486-9500. We want to thank the staff of Shadows on the Hudson for being so nice to us. And we want to thank these lovely young people for joining us in the second half of Radio Rotary. And we're going to start with Sydney Block. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
Of course, everyone calls him Sid. And you are...
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Because he's an old pal of mine.
You have an in with Sid.
I have an in with Sid. Sid is one of Red Hook's finest. He's a student at Red Hook High School.
Thank you, Jim.
Sid, thank you, Sid. And Sid, where are you going off to?
I'm going to Brazil next year.
Okay. And was that your first choice, or where did you want to go?
My first choice was Sweden.
Sweden.
Or Germany.
Germany.
Seeing as I've been learning German for 4 years.
Okay.
Oh,
from
so
Frau Kreidemüller.
In school, you've been studying
German
as a language.
Spanish would have been more practical. But
well, guess what? It's
Portuguese.
Well, there is some Spanish, too, down there. But you'll have a wonderful experience, no doubt.
Sid, what made you decide that you want to spend a year overseas?
Well, last year I hosted a Swiss exchange student.
Right.
And she was delightful, and she had a great time, so I...
And what that means for the listening audience is that your family had somebody coming from their country to this country, and they lived with you.
Yeah.
And got absorbed into your family and went to your high school and...
Went to events with us and did everything with us.
Member of the family.
Yeah.
So that kind of turned you on about, I'd like to get involved with that program.
Most definitely.
And have you started studying Portuguese, or can you just pick it up when you get there?
I'm going to start studying early. I'm waiting until after finals.
Okay. Yes. School first. Good
have you done any other research about Portugal? Looked on the internet? Looked at
I have.
The food's like?
I've done a presentation on Brazil.
Oh, very, very good. Excellent. Oh. Excellent. And who's the charming young lady next to you? You are?
I'm Sushi Ann.
And what club is sponsoring you?
I'm sponsored by the Hyde Park Rotary Club.
And where are you going?
I'll be going to Taiwan next year.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. You're going to Taiwan. Okay. Are you Taiwanese also?
No, I am Chinese.
You're Chinese.
But what's Taiwan? Was that a choice of yours?
My first choice was Spain. And when I couldn't go to Spain, I just said anywhere in Asia is fine for me. And Taiwan was the choice, so
great.
Okay. Do you speak Chinese?
I do not, but I'm taking lessons.
Oh, okay.
And where do you take lessons? Is that through school, or are you doing it privately, or how does that work?
I take lessons through the Chinese language school, and they rent out classrooms in Ketchum High School, and we go there every Sunday.
Oh, good for you. Have you found it exciting?
It is really exciting.
Challenging, I suppose.
It is pretty challenging. It's different. It's definitely different than English, obviously.
Yes.
But the reading and the writing is definitely the hardest.
Uh-huh. Now, Susan, what grade level will you be when you go on your exchange adventure?
I will be a junior when I'm in Taiwan.
Great. Great.
So what does mom and dad think about letting their little girl go off? I mean, I know you're a young adult. You're a big person. But, you know, both Sarah and I are parents, and you're always our little girl. So what does mom and dad think about this?
They're really nervous for me. But the more they look into it, the more confident they are. So they'll be fine.
Right.
I'm sure everybody finally comes around appreciates it. Such an extraordinary experience and opportunity for all of you all. And who's your friend sitting next to you?
I happen to know that's Emily Avis.
Another in. You must have another in with Emily. There's
right.
You from Red Hook as well?
I'm from Red Hook, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And Emily's dad, by the way, is our past president of the Rotary Club of Red Hook.
Is that right? So I probably Avis. Met your father.
Her
mother.
Her mother and her mom. You'll appreciate this. Liz Avis.
Yes.
Like you, she's a dancer.
Oh. Yes.
All right. And has appeared with me in theater over the years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And despite that, she still trusts her daughter.
I was going to say,
talk to me.
Your mother let you come on our show? Well, that's good. Anyway, so you're at the Red Hook Club is also sponsoring you. And where are you off to, Emily?
I'm off to Thailand.
Thailand. Now, did you want to go to Thailand?
No.
Where was your... third choice?
First, second, and third were Spain, France, and Italy.
Uh-huh.
They told me Thailand or Venezuela, and at first I didn't want to go to Asia at all. I had no idea about, you know, the Asian culture,
right.
And then all of a sudden it just hit me, and I said, okay, here we go, and yeah. I'm so excited.
Great. Now, when do you leave?
In August.
You
I don't know when yet.
Supposedly you go a little early before school starts so you can have orientation.
Yes.
Give you a moment to catch your breath and acclimate to your new culture and your new family.
Have you been studying the language at all, Emily?
Not yet. Like sit waiting until after finals.
Well, that's it. Get those finals behind you and then move on to your next moment.
No, you know,
what grade will you be in?
I'll be a senior.
That's senior.
Okay. The amazing thing is so far we've spoken to three of the four students who are with us here in the studio, or with us here, I should say, at Shadows Restaurant, and all three did not get their first choice. Does anyone ever get their first choice in Outbound?
I don't know.
Yeah. One of our
leaders.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's find out. Why don't you first tell us what your name is?
Okay, well, I'm Annie.
Okay.
Hi, Annie.
And I'm from the Highland Rotary.
Well, Annie, what's your last name?
Okay.
Gordon.
Hi. Annie Gordon. All right. And you're from the Highland Rotary.
Yeah.
And where will you be going?
I'm going to Belgium.
Belgium.
So.
And that was your first choice.
Yeah.
You heard that.
Where in Belgium?
Yes.
Where in Belgium will you be?
Malmedy, which is actually the town that Sophie's from.
Oh.
So it's
you
really interesting.
Have...
So I'll see her over there.
Well, Sophie,
yeah.
our incoming student,
yes.
was
the
on
Snow the Club.
On the first half of the show.
Yes.
So what made you decide to choose Belgium other than the chocolates?
Well,
which I know you'll bring some back to me next time.
I
week, right?
Actually was talking to a Hank, and she was from Turkey, and Belgium,
right.
And Turkey were my two top choices.
Right.
And when I found out I was going to Belgium, I was so excited, but simultaneously really disappointed I wasn't going to Turkey.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
You're very excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm
now,
excited.
What grade will you be in? What level?
I was told that depending on how well my French is, I will be placed in whatever classes suit me.
And do you speak French or just studying French in school?
I've taken 5 years,
okay.
But I still don't feel competent with it at all.
Well, it takes total immersion. And actually, what was I going to ask you now? It's just flown out of my head. Have you, any of you, been in touch with your first host families?
Yes.
How does that work? Annie, you have.
I've been emailing my host sister, and she's been just letting me know what life is like over there.
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
fantastic.
And
so,
who else? Somebody else?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, hi.
Sushian.
Sushian. So you've been in touch with your family.
Yes, I have. I will be staying with his father, and he's staying with his two sons, 14 and 12 years old, and then his niece is 10, and we actually have a housemaid, too.
Oh,
so.
Cool. Wow. Take me with you. In the first half of the show, when we're talking to your friends who have come from overseas to America, they were talking about all the great American food. Anybody concerned about how they're going to eat over there? Because, you know, you're not going to have hamburgers and cheeseburgers and, you know, popcorn, all the usual stuff we're used to.
Well, I've been told fish with the heads on it, and it's going to be something to deal with. So,
okay.
Hey, you got to try everything.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's a big adventure, isn't it? And about learning new things.
And I think, you know, you're all very courageous because it's much easier to spend a year at home with what you're used to and pesky brothers and sisters and mom and dad, you know, keeping an eye on you. Go off on your own pretty much to a foreign country, even though you will, of course, have a home family. That's pretty courageous. So anybody here looking forward to maybe even living overseas afterwards? You know, I got to tell the two Red Hook kids, Emily and Sid, that Sasha Goldstein, who was an exchange student who went overseas, ended up living there. You think that's possible, anybody? Sid?
Okay. Well, before I knew I was going to Brazil, I planned on moving to Europe when I grow up in after college. But now I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Well, listen, we wish you all the very best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary. And have a great year overseas. You know what?
Yes.
When you come back, we'll have you on the show again.
We'll do a post-mortem. We'll do a follow-up.
And Sarah, who do we thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
Sarah O'Connell and our producer Betty Renner, and we'd like to first thank all the folks here at Shadows for hosting us, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.